Welcome to Talks from the Bible. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise, and the remnant took his servants, and entreated them spitefully, and slew them. Matthew 22:1-6. A marriage feast is certainly a great event, but those who were invited refused to come. God's invitation to the kingdom of heaven is refused by a great number. Jesus laments later, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Matthew 22:37. The greatest invitation to the greatest feast ever held is constantly rejected by humanity. Jesus came into the world as the door to the kingdom of heaven, and his plea of redemption is refused by vast multitudes. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believe not on him. John 12:37. The greatest miracle is his resurrection from the dead, and yet the masses still dwell in unbelief. People choose their farms and merchandise instead of choosing the kingdom of heaven. The things of the world are the attention of so many, many individuals, and yet farms and merchandise all perish with the passing of time, but the soul will forever live. Why would one choose to live in the world of evil and iniquity when they can dwell in the kingdom of heaven? And all the while, the invitation to the marriage feast of God is rejected. Following their rejection of the gospel, Paul told the audience at Antioch, It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing ye judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. Acts 13:46. Pressing forward on his journey to appear before Caesar, Paul preached to King Agrippa, offering the invitation of the marriage feast of the kingdom. Agrippa's rejection is infamous. Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Acts 26:28. We are informed that in the last days of time, they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. 2 Timothy 4:4. However, as long as the earth endures, God shall send forth his servants with an invitation to the wedding feast of the kingdom of heaven. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.